This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Love it or don't, Las Vegas, Nevada is one of America's iconic cities. And there are few cities anywhere that have changed so much and so quickly in such a short period of time. The buildings and hotels on the Las Vegas Strip in particular, which have been built and torn down, or imploded more likely, as American demographics and society have changed. Stefan Ahl is an architect and an urban planner. He teaches at the University of Pennsylvania, and his book about the topic at hand is called The Strip, Las Vegas and the Architecture of the American Dream. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Without taking anything away from the actual writing and the work that's in this book, the cover and the front end paper are amazing. Just these representations of the kinds of buildings, the places they were built on the Strip, the scale. It's sort of, it's a little bit archaeological. You know what I mean? Going back to like 1941.
Yeah, and thanks for that. I actually designed the cover myself. So, you know, I literally gone back into the archives and dug deep into the floor plans of all the individual casinos when they were first built.
Huh.
And there's a total of 42 really large casinos that were built over the 70-year period since the Strip was founded. If you trace these and if you look at the blueprints, if you look over time, there's a clear evolution. Sometimes, you know, a casino tries something and then it fails. And then you see that reflected in the next casino. So there's a very interesting natural evolution that occurs on the Strip.
It also, you say in this book, as the 50s and 60s came to pass, it incorporated this idea of gambling sort of into suburbia, right, as Las Vegas grew, and thus sort of incorporated sin and the American dream all into one big thing.
Yeah, I think this was really a fascinating period. So after the Second World War, a lot of soldiers that returned from the war, they didn't move back to the cities. They moved to the suburbs. So there's a nationwide push for suburbanization. And this American dream that gets manufactured then is the single-family home. It's having your own pool. And this is precisely the image that developers then started to hijack. So they built these casinos the shape of a let's say a bungalow on steroids with clean modern forms, but also with a pool. And the pool became a really important status symbol for resorts, and they competed with pools. So every new pool had more elaborate shapes. One of the pools, the most famous one in the Sands, had a floating crab stable and a poolside slot machine so you could swim.
There's a great picture in the book of that crab stable. It's fabulous.
So in a way, it rode on the trend, but at the same time, what it did, it encapsulated gambling in this image of suburbia.
And then just as an indicator of how Vegas continually reinvents itself, there comes a time like 20-ish years ago where it becomes Disneyfied, and it's a place you go with your kids for a vacation and wholesome family entertainment.
The Disney Corporation during the time was the most or the world's largest entertainment corporation. And Vegas developers wanted to tap into this demographic of baby boomers that travel with their children. And as a result, they started to build these larger-than-life Cinderella castles like the Excalibur, which is almost a literal copy of Cinderella Castle. When they found out that families who travel with their children actually don't spend as much as when they travel without their children.
Right.
And very soon there was a backlash, and all these Disney-style attractions, or a lot of them, were being demolished, and casinos were redeveloped for the next best thing.
Which gets us now in a kind of a roundabout way to City Center and MGM, which is sort of, I guess, the latest and greatest thing in Vegas now, right?
City Center is the United States' most expensive private development at $10 billion. And it's a completely different era in terms of architecture, but also in terms of demographic. They're no longer going after families, but really after millennials. And millennials don't like to gamble as much as their parents.
Hmm.
So they're giving them other things like shopping, Broadway shows, nightclubs. It's really significant how the Strip has once again evolved the past 10 years.
Stefan Ahl is an architect. He is also a professor of urban design at the University of Pennsylvania. His book about Las Vegas is called The Strip, Las Vegas and the Architecture of the American Dream. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks, Guy. I really enjoyed it.